Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, April 1st, 2023. Happy New Month! This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we're destroying the yokes of bondage. Again, I say welcome, welcome, welcome. We are taking charge of our lives and living it to fulfill the fullest. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I'm the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. Certainly, we honor our co-host who did an outstanding job on yesterday. We want to get you the information. There's so much out there that you need to know. And certainly, we're trying to get it to you every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Praise God. She did an outstanding lesson, and certainly, we have a spirit-filled lesson on today. Let us go into the announcements on this morning. Certainly, we want to pray. We want to pray for the devastation that had happened on yesterday. Certainly, even in the state of Illinois, people have lost their lives in this storm. We want to pray for all states, all individuals that have been affected by this storm. God is talking, young. God is saying, I'm on my way back. And saints of the Most High God, we are charged with praying. We are charged with praying, and therefore we have to pray for the world. We have to pray for the world. We have to pray for our leaders, and we pray for them so that we can have peace. Again, I thank each and every one of you that certainly supports this ministry. We have an event coming in June 10th, 2023, our breakfast, Blog Talk Breakfast, and more information will be coming forth on that. So prepare your calendars. Get your calendars out. Circle June the 10th. Circle June the 10th. We are preparing something that you will love, that you will benefit, and we're going to feed you spiritually, physically, and mentally. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So keep Amazing Grace Ministries in your prayers. And certainly if those of you that got a little time out there and could come aboard as a secretary, just give me a call at 309-750-7584 or text, and I certainly will appreciate it. I thank God for each of you that supports this ministry and sending in your donation. And I want you to continue to do that. So consider sending Amazing Grace Ministries a donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And we want to thank each and every one of you. Allow the Lord to touch your heart and lead and guide you with your donation. Thank you so much. To everyone listening in Radio Land, certainly I decree a blessing upon you and continue throughout the months of 2023. If you are blessed by this show, I need you to express that. I need you to send me a text if there's any information that you want, because I don't give my references. I don't give where I've located my materials at. So give me a text if you want more information, and that's 309-750-7584. So we are on the air at 9 a.m. every Sunday, every Saturday morning. We have exciting lessons, so please tune in. The link for this show is http://tobtr.com/s/122-13190 to connect live. And if you're not able to connect live, you can connect later on in the week. Praise the Lord. Let's get into this, all right? We have a great lesson. So, believers all over the world celebrate Holy Week, commemorating the last days of Jesus Christ's life on earth. This is a sacred time, a time of opportunity to reflect on and express gratitude to God for the most important event of history of the world, but what Christ accomplished in the lives of the believers, us. The week begins on Palm Sunday and ends on Easter Sunday, or as we call it, Resurrection Sunday. And from here on out, I will call it Resurrection Sunday. Each day sets apart various special services, readings, songs, and events. Hallelujah. And of course, we celebrate Good Friday just about everywhere with the seven last words. We have a word today to captivate your mind, to illuminate your heart, and to lift you to a greater level in Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to greater peace, to greater hope, closer to Jesus Christ as we set the pace for victory. The theme for this month of April, and yes, we are already in April, saints, fighting with spiritual weapons. The lesson for this first Saturday in April is celebrating Holy Week, which is the best weapon we can have in the form of Jesus Christ. So let's read the scripture. And the scripture is found in John chapter 12, verses 12 through 16, starting with verse 12. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of the trees and went forth to meet him and cried, "Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord." And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat upon it as is written,
Fear not, daughters of Zion. Behold, thy king coming, sitting on an ass's coat. Lesson discussion. Holy Week is a string of 8 days that allow us an opportunity to reflect upon the shift in humanity. Jesus sacrificed on the cross, the shift in humanity that Jesus sacrificed on the cross launched. It was, it starts with Palm Sunday and when Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem. And Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem during what is called the Feast of the Passover. Praise God. And certainly we're going to talk about that. The week leads up through the Last Supper, his crucifixion, and ends on Resurrection Sunday with his resurrection, or Easter Sunday, as the world calls it. And we're going to get into that one, too. This is the start of, this was the start of Christianity, or our faith. His sacrifice launched the new covenant. New covenant, God's promise, and many had prophesied throughout the whole Testament. So especially Isaiah, and certainly we can go back to Isaiah that talked about that he was coming. And the Old Testament foretold the coming of Jesus Christ. So each day of the Holy Week allows us to peek into the heart of our Savior and intensely get closer. His love for us is reflected in every significant step towards the cross, every breath, up until his last, up until his resurrection. Certainly. Now, however, what really is Holy Week? We've talked about a lot of times when we get to Easter and you see all the parades and the eggs and stuff, but after we get through the last 2 days, because we have been talking about spiritual warfare. We've been laying the foundation of what it means to fight, what it means to get down and dirty to really fight the enemy. And certainly we're taking a little time with the next 2 weeks to commemorate Christ's resurrection because that is the key to our fight. Praise God. So what is Holy Week? What does it entail? Holy Week, again, begins on Palm Sunday and ends on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. During this 1 week, many biblical prophecies were fulfilled. God was setting us up to be redeemed. Jesus came to earth to save humanity by dying on the cross on Good Friday and resurrecting on what we call Easter Sunday. By enduring and defeating death sacrificially us, he swung open the gates of heaven, allowing our sins to be forgiven, and ushers us into the presence of God, Romans 5 and 8. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still yet sinners. Mm-hmm. Due to the sinful nature of humanity as a result of sin, Adam and Eve's fall in the Garden of Eden, and they were in Eden. And y'all know what Eden's at? It's over there in Africa. I ain't going to say no more. It's impossible for us to be good enough to be in the presence of God. For us, and forgiven for our sins. Not possible. Jesus died to make a way for salvation. The Old Testament law offered many sacrifices to God, but Jesus was the perfect atonement sacrifice once and for all. He endured the cross out of his great love for us. Holy Week is the sacred opportunity to study the foundation of our beliefs. Our God was not one of coincidence. This was a planned event. Every step toward the cross was intentional. Every lesson launched or every lesson conducted meant showed his personal love for us all over the world. He was the last Passover lamb that will come to save us from our sins. Oh, praise God. I don't know if that will get you shouting. It sure will get me shouting. Praise God. So what is, when is Holy Week? Here's the date for Holy Week for 2023. Sunday, April the 2nd through Saturday. Sunday, April the 2nd, all the way through Saturday, April the 8th, and Resurrection on Sunday, April the 9th. Important dates. Palm Sunday celebrates Christ's triumphant entrance into Jerusalem on April 2nd, 2023, which is Sunday. That's why you have palms. And certainly the Catholic Church during the 40 days of Lent will burn old palms, and you see them walking around with ashes on their forehead, which starts that process to get up until this week, up until not this Sunday, but next Sunday. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So Holy Week, the week leading up to Easter or Resurrection Sunday, is commemorated between April the 2nd through April the 8th. Mundane Thursday commemorates the foot washing and the Last Supper of Jesus Christ, which is symbolized on April the 6th, 2023. Good Friday commemorates the crucifixion of Jesus and his death at Calvary, April 7th, 2023. That's why we have Good Friday. Holy Saturday commemorates Jesus' body resting in the tomb, April 8th, 2023. And Resurrection Sunday, or Easter Sunday, celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and his victory over sin and death. Scripture assures us that Jesus was present at creation with the Father, that he is the Word, and many prophecies were fulfilled during this final Holy Week of Jesus' life on earth. Each gospel has a narrative of the last week of Jesus' life, and I'm going to read them out. I want you to get them, and I'm going to do them slowly. Hallelujah, because in your spare time, I need you to read them. I don't have the time on the blog to read them. It calculates to be 61 pages. If you would print all these scriptures. Matthew chapters 21 through 28. Mark chapters 11 through 16. Luke chapters 19 through 24. John chapters 12 through 21. And these are chapters. So let's look at Palm Sunday, shall we? Jesus rode into Jerusalem on what we call Palm Sunday. Palm branches would symbolize triumph or victory that was thrown into Jesus' path as he rode into the city. He rode into the city on a humble donkey, fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah 9 and 9. Rejoice greatly, daughters of Zion. Shout, daughters of Zion. See your king come to you, righteous and victorious, low and riding on a donkey, on a colt, on the foal of a donkey. The people welcome him, echoing the words of Psalms 118, 25 through 26. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. More properly recognizes as Hosanna, Hosanna.
The word
Hosanna originated from the word save. The meaning of the word eventually shifted to express gratitude for salvation and is used in the New Testament initially in Matthew 21:9. The crowd that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna is the highest heaven. This is a pivotal moment in the history of humanity as the long-awaited new covenant of God promised to his people would produce new salvation through Jesus' death on the cross. Palm Sunday reminds us that the reign of Jesus is far greater than any mind of a man could ever conceive or plan. Man looked for someone to fight their battles in the present-day world, yet God had an ultimate plan for sending his son to fight the final battle over death. This is the greatness of why we celebrate this week. Because of Christ's ultimate sacrifice, we can be free. We can be set free of death. And that's only to those that know him in the pardon of our sins. Well, what happened on Monday before Easter? On the way back into the city from Bethany, where Jesus and the 12 spent the night, Jesus became hungry, seeing a fig tree with no fruit on it, though it was full of leaves and thus should have been full of fruit. Jesus spoke a curse on the tree. Jesus went through the temple on Monday, and he confronted those making a profit of the people coming to worship. Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He turned the tables of money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said then, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. Matthew 21:12-13. Those who heard and witnessed Jesus' miracles of healing that day sung praises to him, which caused the authority to begin looking for a way to kill him. See, Satan wants to kill everything that is Christ-like, everything that belongs to God. And since we belong to God, guess what he want to do? Read between the lines. Which begin to looking to a way to kill him. The Gospel of Luke says that they could not find any way to do it because all the people hung on his word. Luke 19:48. What happened on the Tuesday before Resurrection Sunday? Praise God. I hope you're enjoying this. The next day, Peter noticed the fully wavered fig tree Jesus had cursed, to which Jesus acknowledged a lesson to have faith and recognize the power of forgiveness. Let me read that again. The next day, Peter noticed the fully withered fig tree had been cursed, and to which Jesus acknowledged a lesson to have faith and recognize the power of forgiveness. We have power. Our tongue is important. We have power. Power. We speak it. All we need to do is speak it. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not count their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Before I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you are standing praying, If you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you of your sins. And this is found in Mark chapter 11, verses 22 and 26. Holy Tuesday was a day of avoiding traps and teaching. The priest set four traps for Jesus, the first questioning his authority, which he answered with a question, then taught three parables: the parables of the two sons, the parable of the tenants, the parable of the wedding banquet. The second trap challenged Jesus' allegiance. The third trap attempted to ridicule Jesus' belief in resurrection. And the fourth, Jesus answered by claiming God's greatest command to be love. Jesus knows what he is doing and what is coming. He knew it. Stepping at the Mount of Olives, to rest on the way back to Bethany to spend the night, Jesus spoke to his disciples about the upcoming trial for his followers. What happened on Wednesday before Easter? Though the gospel of St. Luke states every day he was teaching in the temple, Holy Wednesday is referred to as a day of rest. While in Bethany, a woman anointed Jesus' feet with perfume. Y'all know that story? Mm-hmm. It is also widely known throughout the church as Spy Wednesday, which Jesus rested in Bethany at the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. The plot of the high priest and the authorities to kill Jesus is in full swing. Now they plotting. Ooh, finding an open opportunity in the greed of Judas. Satan entered him. And Judas went to the chief priests and authorities, and from that moment he sought an opportunity to betray him. He would soon betray Jesus for a piece, for the price of a slave. Oh my goodness. And 12 would scatter. None of the 12 will be left at the foot of the cross as Christ dies, but John. Oh, my goodness. Judas betrays the very man who he for years. But because of Spy Wednesday, we see yet another prophecy fulfilled from the Old Testament. Judas's role fulfills words declared hundreds of years before and further proves the validation of the Bible and our Christianity, our faith. What happened on mundane Thursday? On holy or mundane Thursday in the upper room, Jesus and his disciples shared the Last Supper. On this day, Jesus washed the feet of his disciples and broke bread with them for the last time. Still celebrated today as part of our congregational traditions, the bread broken and the wine shared represent the body and the blood taken to be broken and shared for the disciples and all of us. And certainly every first Sunday, and some first Sunday and third Sunday, we have communion. And this is where it all started, saints. During the meal, Jesus predicted his betrayal by one of them and Peter's denial. After the meal, the disciples accompanied Jesus to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed in agony, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. And angels came to strengthen Jesus in the garden. There he taught his disciples and used what to do when we come to the end of our strength and need God to help us to press on. He prayed and the angels came and strengthened him. This is an example of how and what we need to do when we're going through trials and tribulations. We don't know what to do. We need to call upon the Lord and he shall strengthen us. Mundane is from the Latin root word madam. Madam means commitment or commandment or mandate. So it means commitment or mandate. Commandment. It's an and. Commandment. Want to get this right. Commandment or mandate. So on that Thursday, Jesus gave his disciples a new commandment. Commandment. Praise the Lord. Which is why we use the term mundane today. The word in this context is used by Jesus Christ after he washes the feet of his friends. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I loved you, you are also to love one another. John 13:34. No one knew love like the sacrificial and the selfish love of Jesus before the cross. Thus, a new commandment to love sacrificially and selfishly. What happened on Good Friday? Praise God, I'm winding down. What happened on Good Friday? Good Friday was the last day of Jesus' life on this earth before his resurrection. He was betrayed by Judas, as predicted, and denied by Peter, as predicted. His disciples scattered. He was arrested and was placed on trial falsely. He was condemned, beaten, mocked, and required to carry his own cross to the place where he was crucified and died. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. Though he was often, sometimes too dull, although he was offered something to dull the physical pain, he refused. He chose to face the pain of death head on. They stripped him of his clothes and cast lots for them, fulfilling another prophecy. Two prisoners were crucified alongside Jesus. One mocked him, but the other said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Luke 23:39-43. Cruel and unfair, unjust and painful death a human body could endure, Jesus chose to respond in grace to the criminals beside him and care for his mother and best friend. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciples whom he loved standing beside her, he said, "Woman, here's your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." John 19:27-23. At noon, Jesus cried out, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit," and died. It was at about noon, darkness covered over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun stopped shining and the curtains of the temple were ripped. Luke 23:44-46. Jesus was taken down from the cross, wrapped in linens, and placed in a tomb. Why is Good Friday called Good Friday? But all with the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior. Here's why. And we know that all good things work for the good of them, the good of those who are called, who love him, who have been called according to his purpose, Romans 8 and 28. This doesn't mean we are protected from all things that are bad. Jesus' death was awful, the most painful thing physically, mentally, spiritually, that any human could have to endure. Why would Jesus choose to obey his Father? And why was his will for his only son to suffer? God's ways are truly above our ways. We don't understand them at all. But the good thing that came out of Jesus' death saved our souls from eternity. As I said, he was the last Passover lamb that was needed. It is called Good Friday because by Jesus' death, he became the final and the complete sacrifice for our sins, the final Passover. We couldn't have erased our sins. We couldn't have been able to stand in the presence of God. Our hands would have been forever stained with every single sin for a lifetime. But Jesus broke the bond of sin and death. So because he broke the bonds of sin and death, it is therefore called Good Friday. He was and is the last Passover lamb. And if you don't understand what Passover means, go back to Exodus and read the plagues. Praise the Lord. What happened on Black or Holy Saturday? I got 7 minutes, y'all. Jesus' body rested in the tomb on Holy Saturday. It was a rich man's tomb, fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah 53:9. Preparations were made for Jesus' body and placement in the tomb until 6 p.m. When preparations for the Sabbath began, the women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandments, Luke 23:55-56. Holy Saturday is a time for us to lean into the presence of the Lord, placing our own agendas at the door, coming before him to be supplied with him. The Lord desires a relationship and requires the requirement of relationship is time together. You cannot cultivate a relationship unless you spend time with that individual. Holy Saturday is a great day not to ask for anything but to simply spend time with the Holy Spirit, to spend time in the presence of the Lord, getting ready to dance and shout because he paved the way and he rose on this Sunday. There are various theories as to what Jesus' soul was doing before his death or why he was on the cross to his resurrection, why he was just sleeping. Some say he went down in hell and took the keys. The Bible doesn't really say too much of what he did. For his statement, "You will be with me today in paradise," we only assume that he was in the presence of his Father in heaven on Holy Saturday. We don't know. Hallelujah. We don't know where his body was, but we know when he rose on Sunday, he rose with the keys in his hand. Oh, and we don't have to fear death any longer if we are a believer. So let's look at that last resurrection Sunday, and then we're going to go on. Give me just a couple of more minutes. What happened on resurrection Sunday? He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Matthew 28:6. On Easter or Resurrection Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead, fulfilling the prophecy. Early in the morning, the woman who prepared the spices before Sabbath returned to Jesus' tomb to find it empty. Mary Magdalene arrived first. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. John 20:1. Two men, angels, appeared to the woman to tell them Jesus had risen. Matthew 28:2-7. Mark 16:4-7. Luke 24:2-7. The women, both afraid and joyful, remain first silent, and then quickly finding the 11 disciples, Mary ran ahead to tell Peter and John, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." John 20:2. Jesus met the other woman on the way, and behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and looked, and they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Luke 28:9-10. After all 11 had been informed, they rushed to the empty tomb. Jesus appeared to Cleophas and another on the road to Emmaus, and to Peter. That evening he entered a room with locked doors to greet the 10 disciples. Peace to you. Luke 24:36-34. Luke 24:36-43. John 20:19-23. In conclusion, why should we observe Holy Week? This week is observed because we're looking at the journey that Christ took to get to the cross and to redeem us of our sin, for our sins. Jesus took every opportunity there was to make his sacrifice known, that during this time of Holy Week, during this time of commemoration, we look at it and we celebrate it because we just don't not recognize what he did, but we praise him for what he did. And certainly when we look at the week, from his dedication, his time, his observation, glory to honor that he's the gift of life, we get life because of that. Before Holy Week, Jesus spent that Friday 1 week before his crucifixion with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, John 12:1. Then observed on the Sabbath on Saturday with his friends. He rested before he began his final steps to the journey to the cross. Imagine the anticipation he felt, knowing that in 1 week's time, everything would change. Our God is not a God of coincidence, but the entire Bible tells the story of our Savior, of this week in preparation. The preparation is not a book divided into many books, but it's one book that tells the story. At the end, we win. And certainly it tells a story of redemption. It tells a story of what we have gone through. It tells a story. And certainly as it tells that story, we need to give God the glory. We need to praise God for everything that he has done, everything that he's going to do. And certainly as we commemorate Holy Week as it's coming upon us, as we commemorate this week, as we go through and look in depth as we get to Friday, as we do the seven last words, as we go through Palm Sunday and get our palms, and as we go through the week, let us sacrifice some time to spend with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's up to you what you want to do. But I'm recommending that you spend time to look at each day and spend time to get closer with the Creator. Spend time to know that if it had not been for the Lord sacrifice on the cross, we would be lost. We would be lost. We would be lost. We would be lost. And thank God for the victory. Thank God for being able to die on the cross for us. And as I said, it was intentional. It was planned. He just do it just happenstance. But the word tells us that God was present in the beginning. And because the word was present in the beginning, God made a way out of no way. He made a way for us to be redeemed. And this is the week that we celebrate that redemption. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for the word. I thank you for those that's on the line on this morning. I pray in the name of Jesus that as we look at this Passion Week, as we look at the sacrifice that our Savior has done for us, that we take it not lightly, that we offer up sacrifices on this day as he on this week, as he sacrificed for us. Maybe we need to push our plates away. Maybe we need to sacrifice something we would normally eat this week. But regardless, we want to have an opportunity to spend some time with you in the presence of our Creator, in the presence of him who allowed us to be redeemed. Holy Spirit, guide and lead us. And therefore, God, everyone on this line, I pray for healing. I pray for deliverance. I pray, God, that you'll give them what to do and how to do it. I pray, God, for those that may hear this lesson and want to be saved in the name of Jesus, that they know to repent of their sins. And this is why they're repenting of their sins, because Christ came and died on the cross, because he was the last Passover lamb. And because he was the last sacrifice needed, there is no other sacrifice. He completed the process. He completed the process so until the veil of the temple was ripped, therefore needing no further sacrifices by the high priest, because Christ became our high priest. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Again, I hope you enjoyed this lesson. I want a few minutes over. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We will hear from our co-host on next week. Continue to keep me in prayer. Continue to plan. Continue to worship. And as we go through Holy Week, as we hit Sunday with palms and get our palms and go through the week, let us be mindful of Jesus Christ and what he has done to redeem us. God bless. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.